Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Monday, February 2nd, 2026. Welcome to a whole new month here, February. Now, this is going to be an interesting month. Kind of started off with a bang already, hasn't it? So today I've got a couple of special reports for you here. I do not have an interview for you today. I'll have one for you tomorrow. But given the chaos of everything that's happening right now, I don't think today is a good day to have an interview, especially since we have to talk about the fact that America is run by pedophile Satanists who have been outed in the Epstein files drop. Yeah, that's a report. And it's not just America. It's pretty much all the Western country leaders have been compromised by Jeffrey Epstein because, you know, the DOJ dropped millions of documents on Friday. And, oh boy, people have been finding things, shocking, horrifying things. I'm not going to dwell on this topic, but I will cover it today, one time. And it's too dark for me to even focus on. Anyway, that report is coming up. And then we have the silver attack, or the silver psychological attack from Friday also. So at the same time that our psyches were being assaulted by the Epstein files and all the details of the pedophilia and all the pizza parties and everything else, the sickening stuff they do, also our pocketbooks were being assaulted by a coordinated controlled demolition of the paper silver market, which drove silver prices down to like $76 at one point. And it could drop even more today. We'll see. But this is a ploy for the bullion banks to be able to get their hands on physical silver at a discount by terrorizing everybody else into selling. That's exactly what this is. And I explain why in the upcoming report that I think we'll lead off with here, actually. And then after that, I've got a special report about GPU vendor scams. How I almost got scammed by these. It was an Amazon vendor that did try to scam me out of several thousand dollars. And fortunately, I am in the process of getting a refund on that. But I have a discussion about how to avoid getting scammed and, learning from my mistake there. But also, what are the best GPUs to acquire right now if you want to run local inference or AI tasks such as text-to-speech, which I'm running locally to generate the speech for the audiobooks on brightlearn.ai. Speaking of BrightLearn, I've made some improvements over the weekend. I forgot to tell you about those improvements. One of those is that we're in the process of uploading almost 50,000 additional books right now into the index system. And so I've updated the front page of brightlearn.ai to where it says now we have 100,000 books indexed in the system. And it's not quite at 100,000 yet because it's still finishing up maybe the last 15,000 in terms of indexing, but it's in the process. And so soon there'll be 100,000 books indexed there, as well as 240,000 science papers. So it's a very, very powerful engine. You should definitely check it out at brightlearn.ai to create your own books. So enjoy the show. Well, it's not such an enjoyable show, actually. Some of the topics are pretty horrifying. But I'll be back with you tomorrow with an interview. And there is a lot of important information here today. So, take it in, think about this, and be safe. All right. All right. Welcome to the special report that I call the Silver PSYOP Psychological Terrorism Attack. I know that seems like a lot of words, but that's exactly what happened last Friday. So welcome. I'm Mike Adams. And today is, February 2nd, 2026. And so today is the first day after the silver market and gold market carnage that happened on Friday, which was the worst day of losses, I think, in history. I think that's the case in terms of percentage decline
I might be wrong, but I think that's the case. Silver plunged at one point over 33%. I think it hit 34%. And it plunged down to about $75. And then by the end of the day on Friday, it had recovered from that. And it was up to about $84 or something in that range. So a lot of people panicked. And while they were panicking, I was buying more silver. So I ended up buying a substantial amount of physical silver at $76. Now, is that a good purchase? Well, I guess we're going to find out. It might go lower, might whatever. But I think that it's going to go much higher for reasons that I will explain here. But remember, I hadn't bought silver. I mean, the last substantial buy I made was at $30. That was about a year ago. So now I'm buying it at $76 because I understand the fundamentals, and also I'm not easily swayed by psychological terror campaigns. So what I'm going to help you understand here, if you haven't already figured it out, that what happened on Friday was an engineered campaign to destroy the public's confidence in the gold and silver markets, and also to allow the bullion banks like JP Morgan to acquire a massive amount of silver contracts very cheaply while emptying out their short positions. And that's exactly what they did on Friday. So let's back up for a moment here and cover some basics. So first of all, a rule of thumb that I've always insisted on, even though I don't give financial advice, I've always said that, but if you do what I do, you stacked silver. You notice that I've always said it's important to have physical silver and physical gold either in your possession or vaulted. So it's okay to own physical allocated gold and silver that's stored in a reputable vault. That's fine. And that's all safe stuff, right? You've got the physical ounces there. The people that just got hammered and destroyed on Friday were people who had paper contracts, not actual silver, and B, leverage positions where they were very sensitive to price moves, and C, a lot of people had stop loss orders. So what a lot of people typically do when they're speculators in particular is they might buy a large number of silver contracts or a silver ETF, let's say, and maybe they bought it at $100 and they put in a stop loss at, let's say, $95. And they kept that stop loss order in place while silver kept going up and up. Well, tons of people did that. And it's kind of like planting a bunch of mines in a minefield in very close proximity. All these sell orders were on the books and visible by the bullion banks and the exchanges, etc. And all it took at the top was for one move down of about, let's say, $6 or $8 to start detonating the stop loss orders. And as those orders got automatically, algorithmically filled, they immediately sold everything at the lower price. And that caused the price to go lower, which detonated the next level of stop loss orders at, you know, 110, 105, 100, and so on. It's like a massive chain reaction detonation that people didn't see coming. This all happened automatically, and it was all by design. Because all those stop loss orders had been put in place by lots and lots of people. And, you know, JP Morgan and the other banks looked at it and said, oh, wow, this is going to make it easy to take this market down to 75. And that's what they did. And then they sold their shorts at $76. I think JP Morgan sold over 600 shorts, each one representing 5,000 ounces of silver. So they just cleared out, you know, millions and millions of dollars of shorts while destroying the market. I mean, while the market was being destroyed. But you know who didn't get hurt in all this? People like you and I that hold physical silver. Physical silver didn't get hurt at all. It wasn't touched because you still have the exact same number of ounces of silver that you had on Friday or Thursday or what have you. Exact same number. Nobody took your silver. And the market price, the COMEX price, is increasingly seen as just absurd, that it's so easily manipulated. It doesn't really represent the actual real world physical value. I mean, right now in Shanghai, I'm watching the markets, and it's very clear that in Shanghai, you know, silver, physical silver price is, even though it fell some, it's still over $100 an ounce. So there's quite a bit of a gap. And that means that the Chinese suppliers still need silver, and that fundamental demand is still there. So even if silver gets clobbered today, which seems likely in Western markets, that silver is going to go down and down and down a little bit more, because there's going to be more detonation and there's more panic selling by people who, frankly, just, I think, don't have the balls to buy and hold and to actually safeguard their assets outside the dollar. You know, people panic, and the news made it worse over the weekend. The news kept telling everybody, oh my God, the metals market has burst. The top has burst. It was all a bubble. Everybody sell everything now. And some people believe that. And so they're doing that. Oh, they're going to be kicking themselves, you know, a couple months down the road, but they're doing it now because it's a stampede of fear among low information people who don't know what's actually happening. So here's the truth about what's actually happening. Like I said, number one, your physical silver is still all right there, and it's going to do just fine. Point number two, the industrial demand is still far outstripping the available supply. So supply-demand forces will dominate here after this sort of short-selling, you know, controlled demolition. That just cleared out all the unserious people, actually. And has now that that's all cleared out, it's going to be very difficult for the bullion banks to do that again. And since the fundamental demand of silver remains extremely high, much higher than the annual supply out of the silver mines, what does that tell you? Supply and demand means prices will continue to rise because physical supplies will continue to be scarce for the industrial users. All right, so even if this event, if it scared away speculators who were playing with the paper market, but never really had physical or even ownership to physical, they're just playing around the paper market, they thought that they could make a quick buck, but they don't really understand the fundamentals behind silver. Those people got taught a very expensive lesson. And my advice is, don't be one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I never put myself in that situation. Over the years, I've had many people say, hey, why don't you leverage up? You know, if you think you're confident about the way silver is going to move, why don't you buy a bunch of futures or options? You know, why don't you get involved in the leverage trading? And you know what my answer is? Because I like to sleep at night. That's why. I like to be able to, you know, have a stack and I can look at it. It's still there. Awesome. No one's coming to take it. No matter what happens in the market, the silver is still here, and silver is on the table of elements, and it's always got lasting value, and it always has all these industrial uses, military weapons, medical uses, telecommunications, data centers, robotics, drones, batteries, you name it. All those uses are still there today, just like they were Friday. The only thing that changed is the paper speculators and the highly, highly manipulated COMEX price, and that manipulation won't last long. It won't last long. And that's the other thing, is it showed that the banks can manipulate the prices for a very short window. They can crash it for a day, maybe for a couple of days. Can they crash it for months? Nope, they can't. They couldn't control it up until now. I mean, by the way, January still ended as an up month. So the whole crash that happened on the 30th of January, even though that crash went so much lower, did you know that silver was still up for the month of January? In fact, it's been up for, I think, 14 months in a row. So the trend is still up, up, up every month, even though, you know, this correction freaked a lot of people out. So as always, be very cautious when you are, you know, speculating or investing in any of this stuff. That's why I say don't be a speculator. be a stacker. What have I always said? Dollar cost average into physical gold and silver a little bit each month, month after month. If you did that, and if you're still doing that, you're sitting on a pretty nice stack, and that stack is going to get a lot more valuable. And I happen to just add to that stack on Friday because I saw what was happening. And that's the other good piece of information to remember in all of this, which is that sometimes the best time to buy is when everybody's panicking. I think that was certainly the case on Friday. Now, there's something else that really triggered all of this, which was Trump's apparent decision to appoint this man named Warsh. It's like the word marsh, but with a W. Warsh. To the Federal Reserve position, I guess, to replace Jerome Powell, who Trump doesn't like because Jerome Powell refuses to lower interest rates more and more. And Trump wants somebody in there that will lower interest rates because, of course, Trump, coming out of the real estate industry, every person in real estate loves low interest rates, right? Just a rule of thumb. So Trump wants very, very low interest rates so he can refinance U.S. Treasury debt at a lower rate. Now, do you think that Trump would appoint somebody who was going to come in and raise interest rates? No, not a chance. That doesn't make any sense at all. And yet, that was the narrative all day Friday, that Warsh was going to be appointed and that Warsh is an economic hawk, as it's called, following in the footsteps of Paul Volcker from the late 1970s, that the idea was that Warsh was going to dramatically raise interest rates once he gets into power, even though Trump wants exactly the opposite, because Warsh, that's what he believes in, is, you know, tighter fiscal policy, which is higher interest rates. Now, with higher interest rates, gold and silver will typically go down because with higher interest rates, it makes, you know, money creation more difficult because the cost of lending goes much higher, and therefore the multiplication of, you know, money in the system through banks and loans, etc., that gets strictly limited. So since money creation is less easy under a high interest rate environment, then gold and silver are not going to be as, they're not going to rise in price nearly as much, and thus they will go down in price. I mean, that's the typical movement, is high interest rates suppress the rise of gold and silver prices. But the people who think that Warsh is going to raise interest rates are clearly wrong, for a number of reasons. Number one, if you look at what Warsh has actually done and said over the last couple of decades, he's been around a while, he doesn't consistently do that. He's done it a few times, but not consistently. He seems to be far more interested in doing the bidding of whoever is currently in charge in the White House. And so he's the perfect guy for Trump. Trump will bring him in and let him, you know, have power, but he's going to take orders from Trump, and Trump will say, you need to start lowering interest rates. And Warsh will obediently say, sir, yes, sir, how low do you want to go? That's what's going to happen. It's clear. Otherwise, again, Trump wouldn't appoint him. And that means that interest rates are going to go lower and lower, which makes money multiplication easier, which, of course, accelerates currency debasement, which, of course, leads to rising value of gold and silver expressed in dollars. So while the entire news media, the mainstream media, said that Warsh is the reason that there's been a crash in gold and silver, that's all a cover story. The real crash was caused, I believe, by the bullion banks in order to clear out a bunch of shorts, fire off a bunch of stop-loss sell orders, and acquire a massive amount of physical silver for delivery at a discount price. And then they're going to step back and let the whole thing bounce back up as Warsh ends up lowering interest rates, which is going to cause gold and silver to go even higher in 2026 and beyond. Now, in the short term, gold and silver could still plunge. And remember what I said last week about the war with Iran. I said that if Trump blinks and if Iran calls his bluff and Trump backs off of a full-scale attack on Iran, that would probably result in a correction in the prices of gold and silver. But I said, ultimately, we want that. You know, I would much rather not have a war and live with lower gold and silver prices than to have a horrible war where so many people die with possible escalations to world war and then just have more profits on gold and silver going higher. I don't want the war. Well, over the weekend, and this is to my surprise, Trump did not order the attack on Iran. And we started to hear from Pentagon officials that Trump has now decided that the U.S. can't do it. Well, that's a paraphrase, but the U.S. doesn't have enough defenses against Iran's counterattack that would hit U.S. military bases in the region, as well as that counterattack would probably obliterate Israel. And what Trump is having to face right now is the reality that the U.S. anti-air defense systems that are protecting military bases and Israel just don't work most of the time. They only intercept incoming missiles maybe 5 or 10% of the time. The rest of the time, they miss. And in addition, Iran's missile capabilities have become much more advanced, even in just the last 6 months. And some of that is due to the help of Russia and China, both countries offering significant technical and military assistance at this point, it seems, to Iran. Well, as a result, the U.S. Navy that's in the region is also highly, highly vulnerable if Trump were to pursue a full-scale attack on Iran. So as a result of all of that, Trump has so far not attacked Iran, although that could change at any moment. It might change, like after I record this, it could happen 2 hours later, and then by the time you hear this, it's already underway. Who knows? If a full-scale attack happens, gold and silver will probably spike up. If a very minor attack happens, just, oh, we hit a few important targets, we killed, you know, top commanders of the IRGC, I think that's what it's called, yeah, the IRGC, you know, and then the White House holds a press conference of how we kicked ass and we bombed a bunch of important sites, but it didn't really do that much damage on the ground, you know, that scenario probably won't move gold and silver either way. Or in a third scenario, if it's public that Trump says, we found a deal with Iran, there's not going to be a war, we're not going to attack, they agreed to a deal, we have a deal, then in that case, gold and silver will probably plunge. How much? Oh, who knows? I don't know, 20%? That's just a guess. It could happen. And yeah, I just bought silver at $76. Could silver plunge to $60? Yeah, sure. Does that mean I have any less silver? Nope. I still have all the ounces that I just bought. And I'm going to be sitting on those and riding out the next couple of years where I know that industrial silver demand is going to continue to be sky high. There are also some industry numbers that are going to be released today. I don't recall exactly what time, but that's going to give an indication of industrial demand for silver. That's going to have an impact. There are a lot of other different factors that are going to kick in. So my prediction for today is that silver prices will be incredibly volatile. And my non-financial advice is to simply sleep well. If you're sitting on physical silver and gold, you've got the stacks. The stacks aren't disappearing. And even if they're vaulted, they're safe in the vault. You know, the people that are way too far out over their skis are the people who are doing ETF, paper silver bets, and leverage bets. And they're going to get destroyed. And that's a big boys game right there. If you want to, you know, if you want to bet $100,000 with a 10x leverage, you better be right about which direction things are going. Otherwise, you could lose everything. That's why I don't do those bets. I don't do them ever. All I do is just stack metals and I sleep well. Because the other phenomenon that we need to acknowledge here is that the dollar is going to continue to lose value because of monetary debasement through currency printing. that means by definition, gold is going to continue to rise and silver along with it at some ratio, although that ratio has been shifting around a lot. But of course, gold's going to go back to $5,000 an ounce and then $6,000 an ounce and then $10,000 an ounce. The timeline is uncertain, but we know it's going there. And I would not be at all surprised if silver hits $150 by this summer. And I still think it's very likely that silver hits $200 sometime in 2027 when the Samsung battery plant comes online. They're going to need a lot of silver for that battery technology. Although I have mentioned before that there are some scenarios where silver demand could crater. For example, if there's a new technology breakthrough that allows the element silver to be replaced with something else in the manufacture of solar panels and, you know, other things, batteries, etc. But given that every element is literally unique, which is why they're called elements, I mean, that's why each element is different from the other elements. That's why they have their own names and their own position on the table of elements, and they have their own arrangement of, you know, neutrons and protons and electrons, etc. They have different number of orbital shells. They have different chemistry, etc. Because of that, it turns out there is no other element that acts like silver. If there were, we would have figured it out by now. And if there were another element that acted like silver, everybody would already be using that other element. You know, element X or whatever. You know, the magical replacement for silver. If we could just generate element X out of, you know, dust or something, everybody would already be using it. But there's no such thing. Element X only exists in Marvel Comics and Avengers movies. In the real world, everybody still has to use silver. So here's the bottom line on all of this, just to review. The event on Friday was a controlled demolition event. It was manipulated, but people kind of set themselves up for it because they had put in all these stop loss orders, creating a minefield of, it's called the sympathetic detonation of of short sell orders. Well, that's all been cleared out now. So that's not going to happen again anytime soon, which means that once silver rises back up, it's going to be much more difficult for the bullion banks to bring it back down in such a sudden movement. Okay, so this is an artifact of the rapid price increases in silver, where a lot of people are trying to, you know, ride the momentum and gain, you know, enjoy the gains on silver while locking in some level of gains with the stop loss orders. Everybody doing that ended up creating the conditions of a mass detonation that the bullion banks took advantage of. And, you know, it's worth remembering that if you stack physical silver, you don't have stop loss orders. You just have silver in your safe or wherever you keep it, or in a vault somewhere. There's no stop loss orders on it. So you're actually totally safe from that. Prices go up or down in the COMEX, but your silver stays exactly the same in terms of the number of ounces. And again, the second thing to remember is that core industrial demand has not suddenly vanished. Industrial demand remains extremely high and much higher than the annual silver output from the silver mines. And the amount of silver above ground that's available for industrial use is simply insufficient, remarkably insufficient. And even though, yeah, a lot of people sold a lot of silver at the retail level over the last month or so, which is what has caused the refiners to be all backed up, backlogged, that's going to get cleared out pretty quickly. You know, within a few months here, that'll get cleared out. And at that point, there's not going to be any excess silver queued up in the system to be refined and given to industrial uses. And by the way, China has a much larger silver refining infrastructure than does the United States. So China could actually refine this silver much more quickly, whereas in the U.S., it takes a lot longer. Thirdly, any kind of speculation on metals or other commodities is inherently dangerous, given the ability of the bullion banks to manipulate markets to their advantage. So you're going to get swept up in that net if you try to play the game. If you think you can beat JP Morgan, they're going to give you a very expensive lesson and a new understanding that, no, you actually, you can't beat the house. And JP Morgan is pretty much the house. I mean, they hold the silver. they distribute the silver. They place the bets. They've been fined for insider silver market manipulation before, and they just keep on doing it. So if you're betting against JP Morgan, you're betting against the house. It's better to take your chips out of the casino and stack them. And that's what it means, you know, to get physical silver. And then you don't have to worry about the house. And then finally, if you're wondering where I'm expecting things to go from here, we could still experience a couple more down days here as there's kind of a flushing out of the panicked sellers, which is fine with me. If silver goes lower than it is right now, I might buy more. You know, I bought at 76. If it goes under 65, man, that's an incredible discount because it's almost half of what it was, and it's going back to where it was because, you know, for all the fundamental reasons we've talked about. So, you know, smart money uses panic sell-offs to acquire physical silver and gold and stack it. Whereas, you know, sort of low information, casual people who watch a lot of mainstream media, they can be easily manipulated into a fear campaign and be convinced to part with their silver. And ultimately, this entire psyop here has been engineered to convince people to sell their silver. Why? Because JP Morgan wants your silver. They just don't want to pay full price for it. They want it at a discount. So they and other organizations, they engineer a series of events to have silver deeply discounted, and then they buy, buy, buy. I mean, JP Morgan is long hundreds of millions of ounces of silver. They are expecting silver to go much, much higher in this year and the next year and beyond. So what do they know? Well, they know what I'm explaining here. And they also know that they can manipulate sort of simpler-minded people into panic selling and parting with their silver. And this is why the globalists say you will own nothing and be happy, you know, because they will convince most people to get rid of the things that hold value through events like this. And you'll end up with just dollars that end up being destroyed and going to zero. And when you panic, bad things happen. I saw a story of somebody who panicked on Friday, sold off a bunch of their silver at a 25% loss, and they bought a bunch of Bitcoin. And then Bitcoin cratered 30% the next day. So in 2 days with one bad decision, they lost not quite 50%. You know, we could do the math, but almost they lost half their money. They could have just sat on the silver they had and waited for the recovery, which is coming. So, you know, don't panic. You've already made good decisions to get you into this place. You already have a supply of silver and gold. You already know the fundamentals. You know industrial demand continues to remain very strong. You know that currency printing continues to be very high. You know that currency debasement is going to cause gold and silver to go higher and higher in value. These short-term manipulations don't dictate long-term valuations of the underlying metals, do they? Nope. So just ride this one out and don't panic and sleep well. And wherever there's a buying opportunity, you might want to pick up some more, but that's up to you. As always, don't take this as investment advice. I'm not a professional financial advisor. However, I've had a lot of people thank me for my analysis, saying that I've made them millionaires. Certainly, if you actually follow the same investment decisions that I make, you will do very well. But it takes balls. You know, it really does. You have to be willing to see through the panic and to decisively make purchases at a time when everybody else thinks it's all bleeding in the streets, you know? And that was Friday. And I was buying. I mean, I guess I bought right near the bottom. I bought at 76. At least the bottom for Friday. Maybe it falls more today. Who knows? I don't care. I know fiat currency is going to zero ultimately, and I know that gold and silver are going to hold value. And I also know that when the dollar collapses, the whole point of having gold and silver is so that you can choose to participate in the next monetary system that comes along after maybe the breakup of the USA, or, you know, some new currency is launched, something new happens backed partially by gold and silver. You'll be able to trade out your metals for a massive amount of new currency, or you'll be able to use metals to trade for property, for vehicles, land, businesses, mineral rights, oil wells. I mean, whatever you want. Trade gold coins for robots. You'll be in command as other people are panicked and penniless and running into the CBDC control grid system, where the government gives them a universal basic income, but they have to hand over all their privacy and all their, you know, control over their own wallets. That's where this is going ultimately. And stacking gold and silver is one of the best ways to stay outside that entire system and don't get caught up in it. So gold and silver is actually, if you think about it, that's freedom. So do your own research and make up your own decisions, and I will keep you informed as best I can. But you know what I'm doing. I'm stacking, I'm looking for buying opportunities, and I'm studying the fundamentals. I know where this is going, and it's going much higher because of industrial demand. All right, if you want to purchase gold and silver, of course, our sponsor, they're probably so busy, I don't even think they're going to be able to answer their phones today. But you could try. Or you could just order on their website, and that's at metalswithmike.com. That will take you to Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. Honest, trustworthy, really great pricing. Again, metalswithmike.com. They are our sponsor. If you choose to contact them, I mean, I was in touch with Chris Olson over the weekend, and he's watching all this very carefully. He's scrambling, you know, not getting probably enough sleep, I would imagine. If you choose to contact them, just have some patience. But if you just want to purchase off their website, if you think it's the right time for you, then you can do that. And they have plenty of silver, by the way, for sale. They've got it. They've got the physical stuff ready to sell right now. So if that's what you want to do, that's where to do it. Metalswithmike.com. Or if you just want to wait till all this volatility passes, that might happen. Also, you can sit back, be cool, and sit on what you have. And let's wait for all this to shake out. See where we end up, you know, tomorrow or the next day. And I'll keep you posted as best I can. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com. Take care.
Well, it was quite the document dump of the Epstein files. The DOJ, well, they did sort of keep their word. They dumped millions of files, heavily redacted. But even then, you know, there's a lot of information in there that people are finding and publicizing. And the overall impression of this is, you know, pretty disturbing. And Candace Owens actually said it best. She said, quote, "Yes, we are ruled by satanic pedophiles who work for Israel. Everyone needs to digest that fact now. Pray and prepare yourself to continue this fight against who are working, I guess, against those who are working to protect them in government, media, and church. This is the synagogue of Satan we are up against. They all worked for," oh, I'm sorry, period. And then I have another note. "They all worked for Mossad," because that came out according to FBI testimony saying that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and others were strongly suspected of just being agents for Mossad. So, of course, they were. And, of course, Candace Owens is right. And, you know, everybody who attacked Candace Owens really owes her an apology over these issues. Because what has come out in these millions and millions of documents is so unbelievably horrifying that I can't even spend much time on the details. You probably know, but let me just briefly mention some of what there is, and I'm just going to move on from, I mean, I don't want to dwell on this part, but I've got a lot more to discuss here. But yes, they talked about cannibalism, all kinds of documents about eating babies and chopping off their feet. And it's way beyond human trafficking. It's way beyond pedophilia. But yes, they raped little girls and little boys, and they did it. You know, Jeffrey Epstein ran the whole thing with the help of Ghislaine.
And they were doing it in order to get blackmail for Israel. And they got almost everybody in a position of power. They got them all, or nearly all of them. They got all the top politicians of other countries, too. Australia, for example. And in the United States, there are something like 37 members of the Trump administration named in the Epstein files, including Howard Lutnick, who is Trump's right-hand man, and he's tied to Tether. And he visited, or at least there's emails of him talking about planning to visit the Epstein Island, which contradicts what he said publicly about it. You know, Bill Clinton is, of course, named in the files. Let's see, Harvey Weinstein, that's probably not surprising. Gosh, who else? Alan Dershowitz, obviously. Bill Gates, as a story over the weekend that claimed that Bill Gates, that in the files that Epstein was saying that Bill Gates asked him to delete his notes and emails about Bill Gates requesting antibiotics after apparently having sex with Russian hookers or something. And he wanted to slip antibiotics to his wife without her knowledge because of, I guess, an STD or something. Anyway, it's basically a who's who of people, high-level politicians, and they're all caught up in this blackmail network that's now all completely confirmed. So this ends any debate about whether Israel ran Jeffrey Epstein. Of course they did. Jeffrey Epstein was working for Mossad. Jeffrey Epstein, his primary purpose was to compromise powerful people and then blackmail them into making decisions on behalf of Israel. And if you wonder why so many politicians right now, or senators or governors or presidents or prime ministers, why they're supporting Israel, it's because they're on video. I mean, many of them, they're on video raping children. That's just a fact. And that's what has come out in these files. Now, for the record, I'm not going to dwell on this topic for a lot of discussion. This is just too sickening. And we have many other important aspects to discuss. But given that the DOJ did release these and they are public records, I am in the process of adding them to the brightanswers.ai engine. It's not ready yet because there's so many files. But I am processing those files, so perhaps in a few days, maybe a week, you'll be able to go to brightanswers.ai and you'll be able to query it for anything that's in the DOJ files. Or actually from other sources as well, because when I was looking for the files to download, there were other things from the DOJ and court cases and things like that. So it turned out to be many gigabytes of downloads. And I just set it on automatic because, you know, I already have the infrastructure to process books and index books in the system. So I've just added all these documents to that system and it's churning away on the Epstein files. And I think it caused one of my NVIDIA graphics cards to vomit. I had to clean up puke inside a computer case for something. Like, what happened in here? Oh, it's processing the Epstein files. Okay, now I understand what's going on. I actually heard a computer puke, one of my workstations. I thought it was a Windows problem. Turns out it was just Bill Gates. Okay. Yeah, it's getting pretty sick. I did hear that the White House is going to have a free lunch for all of the members of the Trump administration who are named in the Epstein files. And guess what they're serving? Sandwiches, of course, made with pito pan peanut butter. What else could it be? Yeah, free sandwiches at the White House. So, yes, the world is run by pedophiles. The Western world, anyway. You know who's not named? Putin. Putin's not in the Epstein files, nor is President of China. Yeah, go figure, huh? It's all the Western leaders and Prince Andrew. Some weird, creepy photos that came out of him. Sort of looming over a woman laying motionless on the floor. It's like, what? These are some sick people. And actually, they're demonic. So I did want to get to what Candace said, because she's absolutely correct. So let's be clear that what has taken over Israel today is wholly satanic. Netanyahu serves Satan. And literally every Christian pastor in America that tells you that you should obey Israel, or you should worship Israel, you should put Israel first, every single one of those Christian pastors is also satanic. They're worshiping Satan. So since the leaders of Israel are satanic, and they are controlling the leaders of so many other countries, including the entire Trump administration, with satanic blackmail on people who agreed to go along with satanic rape rituals of children, it's very clear that the United States is also run by satanic pedophiles. And this is the moment when sort of mainstream America finally wakes up and figures this out, that, oh my gosh, that's not a conspiracy theory. That Pizzagate was real. That the Trump administration really has brought in dozens of child raping pedophiles to run his whole operation. Trump himself is named over and over again in the files as well. Some people think that he's guilty of some of those same things. I don't know about that. We'll probably never know, but whether he is or not, he certainly surrounds himself with people who are child raping pedophiles. And that means that he surrounded himself with Satanists. And so if you look at, you know, why does the United States want to bomb Iran? Why does Israel want to destroy Iran? This is actually a battle for civilizational outcomes of who's going to dominate Earth. And since Israel and the United States are actually controlled by Satanists, they are trying to destroy what was the cradle of civilization in so many ways in the Middle East, Persia, from which we gained mathematics and I think the alphabet and so much more, integers, numbers, digits, all kinds of things came out of that area. And yet here we are today in the West trying to destroy the cradle of civilization while our own people are subjected to demonic television, movies, demonic messaging from the media, toxic foods that cause harm and suffering and death, massive abortion, an abortion industry, a euthanasia industry, mass death and suffering, death jabs that Trump pushed through Operation Warp Speed, etc. So in the West, our satanic leaders have embraced a culture of death and suffering and destruction, which is only suitable for Moloch, Satan in the Old Testament. And one of the strongest desires of Satan is to destroy everything that is good in the world. And right now, what is good? Well, love and joy and creativity and freedom and happiness. So what does Israel do? They bomb Gaza. They slaughter hundreds of thousands of Gazans to cause pain and suffering, because that's what Satan would do. Obviously. And Trump supports it. Trump keeps sending more weapons to Israel, and he won't call them out. Instead, he says, we have to bomb Iran because Iran was going to hang 800 people, he says. Or Iran mistreats its protesters. But Trump will never ask Israel to stop slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people in acts of straight-up satanic genocide. So what does that tell you? Trump is with the Satanists. Trump is a Satanist. And when Iran chants, you know, death to America, and they're saying that America is the great Satan, the element of that that is factually correct is that America, even though the real spirit of America is obviously not satanic, but America is run by Satanists. And so is Israel, and so is the UK. The UK obviously is run by sort of like a master level Satanists, like Jedi Satanists. that's the city of London right there. And then you have the Vatican, et cetera, et cetera. All Satanists, right? Of course, the church is run by Satanists. You know, why wouldn't it have been infiltrated by Satanists? Our government, run by Satanists. And Epstein controlled them all, which means that somewhere there's a giant collection of rape videos that Mossad has. And so when you look at what just happened over the weekend, when there was so much pressure on Trump demanding that he bomb Iran, I would imagine that one of the messages sent to Trump was that if you don't bomb Iran, we're going to start releasing some of your rape videos, if they indeed even exist. Who knows? Or they could just make them up. You know, they could render fake rape videos, given deep fakes and AI technology today. They don't even have to be real. They could be fake. And I think at this point, most people would believe it because of what's come out in the Epstein files. So maybe Israel's threat is just, hey, President Trump, if you don't bomb Iran, we're going to put out a bunch of fake rape videos and everybody will believe them. And then they'll call for you to resign. See? So that's the kind of pressure they can bring to bear against people. And Trump is named in the Epstein files, and there are photos of him with Jeffrey Epstein. So it's a credible sounding accusation if Israel were to release such videos, and they can threaten to do so in order to try to strong arm Trump into attacking Iran. So there's actually a possible scenario right now where Trump doesn't want to attack Iran because he knows that Iran will really hit back hard and kill thousands of American soldiers at the bases around the Middle East or even on naval vessels. But Israel wants America to attack Iran, so Israel's threatening Trump with, you know, deepfake blackmail or whatever it is. Maybe Trump is saying no to Netanyahu. Maybe Trump has had enough of the Satanists. You know, he's surrounded himself with them. He took money from lots of them. You know, frankly, Trump got elected on Satan's money. That's just a fact. You know, satanic money. And a lot of that money is tied into the porn industry, obviously. And I mean, look who runs Pornhub and dildo companies and all kinds of and VPNs, by the way, VPNs. They're all, or not all, but largely run by these same Satanists and who control the Trump administration. So where do you think this is going to go? Well, it's not going to be good, because Satanists are running our country. Satanists are running the Western world. And they care nothing about life, obviously. They care nothing about honesty. They will sacrifice any individual, any child, any group of children, or hundreds of thousands of people in order to get their way. And they have zero morality. That's why they can commit total ethnic cleansing in Gaza, carpet bomb the place, and then immediately bulldoze it and start selling it for real estate to make Trump's family members rich. Yeah. Zero ethics, zero morals. This is who's running our country. Some of the things that have come out of the files, Bill Gates was planning pandemic simulations in 2017 with Jeffrey Epstein. With Jeffrey Epstein. Imagine that. There's an FBI case report that contains sworn testimony of a victim who alleged that Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General under Trump, was present during the sexual abuse of a child. And this is an FBI document that shows that. Also, we now know the name of the prison guard who said that Epstein was taken out of prison hours before his death this man posted anonymously on 4chan years ago at the time. Now, because of this document dump, we know his name to be Roberto Grijalva. Grijalva. He was a lieutenant in the prison. And it looks like that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself and was not killed at all. There was a body double, is what it looks like. Let's see. Here's an email from Jeffrey Epstein, who is explaining, this is from 2009, he's explaining the way Jews create vast fortunes is through financial speculation and engineered market crashes to exploit the labor of the unsophisticated goyim. He says, quote, "Let the goyim deal in the real world. This is the way the Jew makes money." That's from Jeffrey Epstein. And in fact, let me play this short video for you from a channel called End of News on, I think, Instagram. They put together a short video that's definitely worth watching. So take a look.
They were right. The tinfoil hats were f***ing right. Right about the Israel connection, about the compromised politicians, about the pedophile ring. They were right. Allegedly, of course. And they did get the details wrong. Because what did the tinfoil hat guys do? They elected those p***os into f***ing office. These people played their hand perfectly. They told them everything they wanted to hear.
We're going to drain the swamp of corruption.
They validated their conspiratorial minds.
They always like to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people.
And then they built up the cult. A godlike image. Attacking him was blasphemy. They discredited the media, they demonized the opposition, and they gave them an enemy.
The radical left is causing this problem. Not the right, the radical left.
And everything that goes against the word of the great leader.
You are fake news.
Every revelation of wrongdoing just confirmed the witch hunt narrative.
That's what we should be talking about, not the Epstein hoax.
So now that the Epstein case finally blows open, nothing. Silence. We're 12 hours in. Look at the front page of the number one propaganda channel today after 3 million documents went live. Not a word on the biggest pedophile ring in history.
President Trump says that Iran wants to make a deal.
And these constant distractions have the media focusing on everything else.
Commander-in-Chief has been weighing new strikes on the Islamic Republic.
So what will it be now? Will it be bombing Iran? Will it be more military in American cities? Will it be the arrest of Obama? Don't let him distract you. Don't let him censor you. Do not stop talking about this. Keep on the pressure, and this might just be his downfall.
Okay, so that video clearly is from a channel, I've never heard of them before, but they are definitely want Trump removed from power. Just for the record, you know, Trump was right to call the fake news media fake news. The corporate media is fake news. They're running their own agenda, and they did rig the 2020 election against Trump, etc. So Trump isn't wrong about everything. I think he's wrong to bring in a bunch of, you know, Mossad operatives and pedophiles into his administration. But that's very Trumpian, is to bring the worst possible people into your administration. He did that the first time around, and he's doing it again, to the point where they're probably actively working against him. Whether or not he wants to, you know, bomb Iran or go along with what's happening in Gaza, I don't think he's in control any longer. It's the people around him who are running this, and they are Satanists and they are pedophiles, and they are destroying America as they are essentially working for Satan and trying to destroy everything that is good in the world. So if you really wonder about the big collapse, you know, not just the financial reset, not just the collapse of American society, the collapse of the rule of law, the big spiritual collapse, it's because the synagogue of Satan, which is the Zionist state of Israel, is running the world into the ground upon orders of Satan to destroy everything that is good. And they know it. They know it. And the Epstein files totally confirm it. And everybody knows it now. Everybody knows it. And Israel carried out a Holocaust for more than 2 years, and it's continuing to this day. And no one will stop them. And Trump won't even call it what it is. He continues to support it. Almost every U.S. senator, including our own senators here in Texas, fully supports genocide. So does Lindsey Graham, you know, Ted Cruz, all of them, almost all, not Rand Paul, but most of them do. So how do we recover from this? How do we turn the corner as human civilization and stop being ruled by satanic pedophiles? There's the question of the day. I don't know the answer to that, but the first part of it is to expose them. And we have to thank people like Rep. Thomas Massey, who really pushed for the release of these files. And we have to thank people like Candace Owens, who are continuing to pursue this and dig deep into it. You know, this isn't going to be my focus because I've got so many other important projects to pursue, you know, such as our AI platforms and so on. But a lot of people will keep digging and they will find extraordinary, shocking, disturbing things. And if the footage, ever gets released, then it could be the downfall of 1,000 people in high positions all across Western nations. And would that be, I mean, that would be a very positive thing to bring down the pedophiles. In fact, here's another video you need to see. It's only a little over a minute that explains more about the nature of pure evil behind Mossad and the Zionists. Check this out.
Jeffrey Epstein's bank account was called Baal, the ancient Canaanite deity which people had sacrificed their children to. A victim's diary shows that she was impregnated multiple times and forced to give birth for Ghislaine and Epstein. Israel is mentioned twice as much as Donald Trump in the new documents. Here he is discussing with Roger Shank, a Jewish-American academic and hedge fund worker, saying Jews create vast fortunes by manipulating markets and creating financial speculation and exploiting labor. He says, let the goyim deal in the real world. In a discussion with the Rothschild family, Epstein says if they overthrew the Ukrainian government, there would be great opportunities. The Rothschild family paid Epstein $25 million for certain algorithms. While talking to Peggy Seigel, August 7th of 2010, she asks if an event is going to be 100% Jewish. He says, no, they'll have goyim in abundance. But don't worry, they're just brilliant wasps from J.P. Morgan. Joshua Finkelstein, BlackRock's Larry Finkelstein's son, is accused of not having any respect for non-Jews, seeing them as not human. This is from his ex-girlfriend, Svetlana. He pressures her to have an abortion. In 2017, Epstein has a conversation talking about if you want to hire the best people, you have to hire only Jews. Only hire those who can prove they are genetically Jewish. Maria Farmer, one of the first victims to come out and name Epstein.
I wasn't allowed to go get food. And when I called Ghislaine and asked why I couldn't eat there, she said, it's a Jewish country club. You're not Jewish. They're not going to serve you. They, honest to God, think their DNA is better than everybody else's.
Said that their operation was motivated by Jewish supremacy.
So there you go. That's just a small little snippet of some of what's out there now, citing the documents. Clearly, the documents show a pattern of extreme evil from the Zionist controllers, and also a sense of supremacy that they rule the world, which arguably they actually do, but that they think they have the right to kill anybody they want or conquer any land they want, and they're acting on those beliefs, and they are getting what they want so far, and nobody is pushing back against them. So this is also why the Trump administration threatened TikTok and forced TikTok to be sold to who? Zionist controllers, who immediately started censoring any mention of Epstein, censoring any criticism of Israel. And also you've noticed on X, well, Elon Musk is named in the Epstein files, although he says he's completely innocent and that he called for them to be released. It's factually true that X is continuing to censor lots and lots of people, including myself and others. And, you know, you can't help but wonder that a lot of this censorship is being used to quell voices of decentralized journalism that are trying to get information out to the public.
By the way, did you know that the word pizza is mentioned in the Epstein documents now over 900 times? And there are emails where Jeffrey Epstein discusses large groups of adults sharing a piece of pizza and subjecting it to torture. Of course, you know what pizza means, right? It doesn't mean pizza. So when they're talking about cheese pizza, and I mean, Pizzagate is all real, by the way. It's all 100% real. They order children like ordering pizza off a menu. And torture is mentioned also throughout these files. And now the Trump administration says there will be no prosecutions of anyone mentioned in the files. So no one's going to jail. No one's even going to be arrested. No one's going to be questioned. Nothing. Nothing. Because Trump is protecting the pedophiles. There's no other way to reach a conclusion. Trump is protecting the pedophiles. Also, in an email to Peter Thiel, Jeffrey Epstein said, quote, as you probably know, I represent the Rothschilds. You know who the Rothschilds are, right? You know they changed their name to the Rothschilds? The banking dynasty, basically responsible for engineering modern-day Israel. Uh-huh. You got it yet? Okay. So what does Trump do in response to this? Sends more money to Israel, more weapons, more military intelligence. Says nothing critical of Netanyahu, nothing against the genocide, nothing against ethnic cleansing, nothing against the rape and torture and organ harvesting of Palestinians that's routinely carried out by Israel, a nation run by pedophile Satanists. Trump says nothing. So what does that tell you about Trump? I mean, seriously, any good person would have called it out. Any good person would have distanced themselves from all of this. If Trump refuses to call it out, he's condoning it. He's agreed to go along with it. He's in office with Satan. Like, literally. So anyway, the situation is pretty sickening. If you want to dig into the Epstein files, you know, you can find the public download links from the DOJ. There's also a bunch of websites that have research capabilities on this. Let's see if I can mention any. There's EpsteinArchive.org. Here's one where you can browse all the documents. EpsteinFTA.com. EpsteinFTA. I don't know what that stands for. And there's some GitHub repos that let you search Epstein documents, all kinds of things. So if you want to go down that rabbit hole, go for it. But I already know the answer. I already know everything I need to know, which is that the United States of America and Israel and the UK are run by satanic pedophiles at the highest levels. And that's just a straight up fact. And they're all compromised by Mossad blackmail. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein's entire role was to trap all these people in blackmail, compromise them, and then leverage them to the benefit of Israel, because the Zionists believe that they are chosen by God to rule over the world and they have the right to kill everybody that gets in their way. That's literally what they believe. And they will gladly tell you that too, as we see in all the documents. So there you go. It's a sick, twisted world out there, folks. I wish we weren't in this situation, but that's where we are. So, and most of the mainstream Christian churches are totally run by Satanists, completely compromised, teaching everybody to worship Israel because, they're all pushing people towards Satan on purpose. And that includes a lot of the famous pastors, the mega churches, the ones in California, the ones in the Midwest, the ones on the East Coast, you name it. They're almost all compromised and pushing people towards Satan on purpose. Frankly, any Christian pastor who supports Israel at this point is a Satanist, period. There are no exceptions to that. Because you can't be Christian and support a country that commits genocide against God's children, period. You can't. It doesn't line up.
So think about that and plan accordingly. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. Well, I got scammed by a couple of dishonest vendors on Amazon.com. And I'm going to tell you about that to give you a heads up. But this is also an update about GPUs, graphics cards, local AI inference, things like that. So welcome. I'm Mike Adams, AI developer. You can check out my most popular project, which is our book creation engine. That's at brightlearn.ai. Now, over 28,000 books have been published there. That makes us the most prolific book publisher in the world by far. Almost 8,000 authors. Let's see, almost 200,000 downloads of the books, all free. So you can check it out at brightlearn.ai. Now, one of the things we're working on is generating audiobooks, full-length audiobooks to make them available free of charge. Now, a full-length audiobook can be many hours in duration. And it turns out that generating hours of audio is rather expensive and difficult, time-consuming. And that's assuming you can get good quality audio. And I've been looking around for months trying to figure out the best engine to use. I've tried all the mainstream engines. I've tried Google, Gemini, OpenAI, TTS, everything that's out there. And then along came, just a week ago or so, whatever it was, Qwen 3 TTS, which was put out as an open source text-to-speech engine, that's what TTS stands for, by Alibaba. I think that's Alibaba. Anyway, they put it out for free. I downloaded it, installed it, and started generating voices, and I was blown away. This was the best. I mean, it beats Google. It beats OpenAI, and it's free. Now, of course, it's free if you have the local compute, so it's not really free. I mean, you have to pay electricity, you have to buy the hardware, you have to have the graphics cards. But it's still, it's not an API where you have to pay Google. I don't want to pay Google anything if I can avoid it, you know? So I want to do this locally. So I decided, well, this is awesome. This is how we're going to generate free audiobooks for everybody. And I'm going to need a bunch more graphics cards, like faster, higher end cards. And so I went on to Amazon and I found what I thought was a good deal on the 5090 cards, you know, the NVIDIA GeForce. And I even talked about it on a podcast. I couldn't believe the price was so low. Well, it turns out, yeah, it was a scam. I'm sorry to tell you that. So what happens is you order the cards, and let's just say they're $1,000, you know, just to use a round number. So you pay Amazon $1,000, and then the vendor, not Amazon itself, but a third-party vendor, will then ship you, in my case, they ship me a $3 USB cable in a small envelope with a tracking number so that they can say to Amazon, we shipped it, and it was delivered, and here's the tracking number, and there it is. And I almost didn't even notice it. I'm like, what is this USB cable? I thought at first maybe it's some shipment from months ago or something that got delayed or something. Because, you know, here's a $3 USB cable. I'm like, I don't remember ordering that, but okay. So, you know, I put that on the shelf. And then a few days later, I'm like, where are the graphics cards? You know? Well, it was a scam. They never shipped the graphics cards. And so I had to get back in touch with Amazon. To their credit, they said they would issue the refund as soon as I returned the shipment, which is the cable. So I'm in the process of doing that right now. I'll let you know if that works. Amazon does have good customer service. They seem to say they're going to issue the refund. I just hope that they don't freak out when they get the refund or they get the shipment back and they're like, they open it up. Hey, this isn't a graphics card. This is a USB cable. I'm like, I know, that's what the vendor shipped me. They're scammers. Anyway, Amazon has already disabled those two vendors, I've noticed. And they did escalate it to, you know, fraud levels or whatever. But I still don't have my money back, so I'm out thousands of dollars on these cards. And unfortunately, it's a setback because I was going to use those to generate audio for the full-length audiobooks. I mean, I've got a bunch of other cards and a bunch of other workstations, but they're busy. They're working on science papers and book normalization and things like that. So here's what I want to share with you. This is the practical side of this. It turns out that the Qwen 3 text-to-speech engine doesn't need a very sophisticated graphics card. It runs at a shockingly small amount of graphics card memory, as little as 6 gigs or even 7 gigs, something like that. So you can run it on much smaller cards. And if you do the math, if you're looking for a card right now that's sort of the best deal of high-end cards, it's not the 5090, it's the 5080. The 5080 cards have 16 gigs of RAM, and their MSRP is $1,000. The street price is about $1,400. But the 5090 is only 27% faster. And the 5090 costs 3 times as much. So don't buy the 5090 now that they're $4,500 and going higher. Your best bet is to buy the 5080 with 16 gigs of RAM, and you can run, or even something smaller. You can buy the 5070s, even cheaper, like 12 gigs of RAM. You can run the Qwen text-to-speech engine on a 12-gig card, probably even an 8-gig card, although I haven't tried that. But I imagine you can. And what I'm getting is that to generate 1 minute of audio takes about 6 minutes of processing time. 6-to-1 ratio. So you can see the conundrum here. If I want to generate an audiobook for you that is 10 hours of audio, that's going to take me 60 hours of a workstation using a graphics card. Seriously. 60 hours. Now, not every book is 10 hours. Most books are more like, you know, maybe 4 hours. But still, that's a whole day for a machine. So I can have one machine with one card churn out one audiobook per day, basically, is where we're at. So if I get multiple machines doing this, you know, obviously maybe I can produce 5 or 10 books a day by stealing machines from some of the other tasks. And that's what I intend to do. So my goal is to be generating 5 or 10 audiobooks a day and make them available for you free of charge. And that's not very far away at this point, because I have already been using this audio engine to produce audio article content. And one of the things that you are about to see, which is really cool, and the first site that will try this is natural.news, okay? So not naturalnews.com, but natural.news. We will switch that over to our new site template that has new articles, and every article has audio. So you can click play to listen to the article. And that article audio has been generated by these cards that I'm talking about, the GPUs. So that's coming. I will keep you posted. Continue to use the book engine, and full-length audiobooks are coming at brightlearn.ai, or if you want to see all the books that already exist, go to books.brightlearn.ai and be sure to use our AI answer engine, our deep research engine, at brightanswers.ai. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Manuka honey is one of the world's most nutritious superfoods. Harvested from Australia's pristine bushlands and forests, Health Ranger Select Premium Manuka honey has guaranteed levels of MGO and NPA. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.